Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day it is, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the Gospel of John chapter 4 and verse 34. These are Jesus' words, and he says, "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus lived with a divine source of energy that kept him going through early mornings, late nights, and even sleepless vigils. His strength did not come from ordinary food, but from fulfilling his Father's will. When the disciples urged him to eat, he revealed the secret, saying, "Doing God's will was his nourishment." Just as physical food fuels our bodies, obedience to God fuels our souls. This teaches us that real energy and vitality come when we align ourselves with God's purpose, walking in his will, pursuing his calling, and engaging in his work give us a sense of passion and strength that nothing else can provide. My dear brothers and sisters, sin drains us, but living in God's purpose fills us with strength and joy. I am reminded of what Apostle Paul echoed in, 1 Corinthians 15:58, urging us to remain steadfast and devoted to God's work, reminding us that no effort in the Lord is wasted when we serve God faithfully. Our labor always has eternal value. You may ask me a question, how can we apply this word to our personal lives? I'll give you a few pointers. Number one, stay connected to God's will. God's word is his will, and his will is his word. So make time daily to seek God's guidance through prayer and his word, so your steps remain aligned with his plan. Number two, channel your energy into purpose. Instead of wasting strength on unfruitful pursuits, invest in activities that honor God and bless others. Number three, replace sin with service. Do not just avoid what is wrong, actively engage in what is good, uplifting, and kingdom-centered. Fourthly, is draw strength from obedience. When you feel weary, remember that true renewal comes not just from rest, but from walking in God's will. Fifthly and lastly, keep an eternal perspective. Even when results aren't immediate, trust that your work for God is never wasted. Amen? Let's pray. Abba Father, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. Yet another day to praise you, to bless you, to honor you, to appreciate you. We thank you for who you are and what you are in our lives, God, and we bless your name. Abba Father, we thank you for showing us that true strength comes from doing your will. Abba Father, I pray that you'll help us to find joy and energy in serving you every day. Teach us to lay aside distractions and sinful pursuits that drain us, and instead to focus on the work you have entrusted to us. Abba Father, may our lives be a channel of your purpose, bringing glory to you and blessing to others. Abba Father, give us endurance, give us passion, and give us faith, O Lord, to keep moving forward, knowing that our labor in you is never in vain, O Father. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Father, you will bless them, flourish them, prosper them, keep them from the enemy. O Lord, lift them up because they are your heritage. They are called by your name. Abba Father, I also lift up the brothers and sisters and the children who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, I send forth your word of healing to prevail in their bodies. Lord, your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Therefore, I rebuke every manner of sickness that tries to afflict your people in any way. I cast that demon out in Jesus' name. And Lord, I speak healing and wholeness to prevail from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, that you will be alone lifted high. We thank you, we love you, we appreciate you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.